Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the program. We continue to do our Suffer Well devotional series and our devotions. And we're going to be looking at one today that's titled Behind the Veil. But what it's really about is the bodies that we have and the bodies that we are going to get and the understanding of this concept. So let's look at and read the devotional, and then we're going to get into a teaching on this, because many people often wonder, or it's often not discussed, about what happens to our current bodies. Respecting our current bodies, using our bodies the way that our Creator wants us to use it and His desire for us, and what's going to happen? Will this body remain forever, and will we receive new bodies? So let's discuss these things, and let's look at the devotional. This is number 191 in the Suffer Well devotional series, and it says, scriptural patterns or blueprints are all hidden from the simpleton, the proud, and the spiritual lazy. If you have come this far in our time together, then you have certainly shown yourself to be spiritually fortitude. One pattern we have shown over time has shown us time and time and time again that it takes a great commitment to will yourself to die. Another is that it takes time to realize that there is no power but Yahweh's, and just a paramount that your inner rebellion or self-power will always be resistant, lest He crushes it. The scripture that comes to mind which speaks of this is from John 12, 24 to 25. And that's our first scripture we'll be reading today. And as it says here, it says, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity. And we continue reading. It says, unless a kernel of, that's the scripture. So we continue reading. It says, you are the kernel, loved one. But even more significant is that you are learning to accept that you are the kernel. That's why we are here together. We are those who have been given permission to enter behind the veil. We have been found worthy, not of our own strength, of course, but because we have accepted the requirements which grant the permission. The permission? This word should be like an old friend by now. It says in Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I who live, but the Messiah who lives in me. So I live in His earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself to me. That's Galatians 2:20. So it says, many are called, but few are chosen in Matthew 22:14. Few understand, however, the masses claim to be of Him while really just following an idol of their own vain imagings. Not everyone who says to me, Master, Master, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And that's from Matthew 7:21 to 23. The crushed ones, the kernels planted in fertile soil, have broken open and will bear much fruit. Matthew 13:8 says, still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as they had planted. They are quieter than others, quicker to listen, and more apt to lend a hand. These qualities reflect the glorious life of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah within. Everything illuminates one grand idea. It is the premier pattern of being crushed, crucified with Messiah, and becoming unoffendable. And we read here, as it says in Matthew's 1:19, 1:65, those who love your instructors have a great peace and do not stumble. The colonels found worthy quickly say, unless I have been crucified with Messiah, Galatians 2:20, my old self has been crucified with Yeshua. That is no longer I who live, but Yeshua who lives in me. So I live in the earthly body by trusting in the Son of Yahweh who loved me and gave himself for me. I would have been ruined forever by my old self. Others only allow so much crushing until they shrink back and then refuse to embrace. To die is to gain, as it says in Philippians 1:21. For me, living means living for Yeshua, and dying is even better. We know the price that we realize that many will turn cold. Matthew 24:12 says sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold. But we also must admit we would have done the same had Yahweh not done within us that which we would have never desired. If not for your mercy, I too would shrink back. When we embrace this, we become unoffendable. We experience a supernatural joy as we recognize that would have been me. This is your true rebirth, your mental resurrection. So if you have been behind the veil, loved one, remember the road is narrow, as it says in Matthew 7:14, but the gateway to life is very narrow and the road is difficult, and only few ever find it. With every thought that enters into your conscience, remember that. That is our devotional for this day. And as we look at this and we read this, I want to discuss this concept of the body, the old body, the new body, and the whole concept behind it. And the whole idea of him using the metaphor as gardening with seeds speaks to me tremendously, because I am a person that loves to spend time in the garden and actually physically grow plants and trees and deal with seeds. And every single day I'm learning more and more and developing a new passion to work with our creations, our Creator's creation. And seeing how it reflects in my personal life. So seeing scriptures like this that talk about or uses a metaphor, seeds and so on, really speak to me. And I've read these scriptures so many times. And when I didn't have a time in my life where I was gardening and so on, I didn't grasp the concept as well. But when you physically see something, you grasp it better. And the same thing should be about physical lives. There's a time in our life we're going to hear scriptures, but because our passion is not at that place, we're not able to connect to the concept of what's being explained. But as our passion develops to learn more about our Creator and creation, our passion should develop with Him. And as we develop a passion to understand about life and death, and life again and being reborn, our understanding should come to a better understanding of that. And with all that comes a better appreciation. So one of my studies has always been, and my passions has always been, or at least for a very long time, is the body and how the body works. Physically, how the body works, why we get physical diseases, and how to get rid of them. And understanding the connection between not only what we put in our bodies, but also what we put in our minds. How it affects our physical health. It's called the study of epigenetics, which determines it's not just what comes from inside our body, but the things that come from outside, whether it be the people we surround ourselves with, or our thought patterns, or the things we visually see, or just growing up in certain environments, how it affects the inside. And there are studies now to prove or reveal that the outside environment has a lot more to do with our inner environment as a health standpoint than things that produce inside going outward. And it's a very interesting concept because we're coming to see and understand from a scientific and physical reality standpoint the beautiful spiritual nature and patterns of our Creator, and it's really wonderful. So I look at life, and you look at all the way from the first life, with Adam, and you look at how he was created, and then you look at Eve, how she was formed from Adam, and you look at the idea of creation and understand our Creator had given us these bodies, and he produced them the way he wanted to. He created Adam, and then he produced Eve from Adam. It says in Genesis 2:24, then Yahweh made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man. This is bone of my bone, he said, and flesh of my flesh. So this wasn't of Adam. Adam didn't do that. Adam didn't create that. Adam didn't produce that. Yahweh did. And when we start to grab the concept that is Yahweh who created our body at the beginning, and we start to understand our bodies, not just Adam's body, but it says in Psalms 139, 13, and 14, you made the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well we know it. So he created Adam and Eve's body all the way at the beginning of time. Then he created our bodies currently. And then we look at and think about, well, if he created us in the past and the present, well, what kind of bodies are we going to have in the future? And then we look at the idea of what his goal was for our bodies and why he desired us to have these bodies. And that's what this devotional Behind the Veil is speaking. It's getting an understanding of this. And it says in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by Yahweh? You do not belong to yourself, for Yahweh brought you with a high price. So you must honor Yahweh with your body. So we understand that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, is a gift from Yahweh. But that gift needs a place to reside. And he's created specifically and prepared our bodies to reside his Holy Spirit. And it's all part of his wonderful patterns and his plans and the respect he wants us to have for this residing place for Holy Spirit. You must honor it, he tells us, to honor your body because it's such a wonderful creation that he's given us. And I think from my gardening experience that I'm getting now is getting trees and planting them and putting them in the ground and watching them grow and then grafting trees and all, how much work goes into all these different things. And in the end, it produces good fruit. And ultimately, he wants the Holy Spirit to reside in a particular body to produce good fruit. And I have all other teachings about what good fruit really is, but we have to understand the significance of the body, but not make an idol out of anything, including our bodies. For it says in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to Yahweh because all he has done for you. Let them be a living and a holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let Yahweh transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know Yahweh's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And now, this is a very important scripture because so many people today could appreciate their body. So many people today, they don't like the pain that goes along with suffering of physical disease, but they almost idolize their body more than they worship a creator. It's what I see people do with food. They idolize the food more than the creator of the food. And this creates a problem. So our creator says to respect, understand, and treat the body wholly. Because that's what it is. It's his creation. But at the same time, the creation doesn't overtake the creator. So we must, at his word, be willing to forgo the body to get a new body. And it begins with, he makes this beautiful body for us to reside his Holy Spirit. We become transformed. Our body dies, but it doesn't end. We get a new body. When I plant seeds and fruit, I understand when a fruit is dead, the fruit has many seeds, and those seeds produce new bodies or new fruits. And we look at Yahweh's will for us, and we look at this concept, and it's such a concept that I've missed for so long until I developed a passion to learn about him more and how he's physically given me this new passion to learn about creation and life, just like he's given me a desire to learn about taking care of and respecting my current body. And a lot of people are missing this, but it says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 4, while we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh, but it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. And in Ezekiel 37:3, it says, then he asked me, son of man, can these bones become living people again? O sovereign Elohim, I replied, you alone know the answer to that. And we see in Genesis 1:11, it says, then Yahweh said, let the land sprout with vegetation, every sort of seed-bearing plant and trees that grow seed-bearing fruit. These seeds will then produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came. And that is what happened. And we go now to Daniel 12, verses 2 and 3. Many of those whose bodies lie dead and buried will rise up, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting disgrace. Those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. So the concept is the quality of the seed will produce the quality of the body or the quality of the fruit. So you've got a concept here of seed and fruit or creation and his will. So the quality of the seed will produce the quality of the fruit. And it's our job, using the original body he's given us and the gift of the Holy Spirit, to create these special seeds that will produce a new body, even better than the original. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful concept. And then how we give all ultimate glory to our Creator. It says in Matthew 13:43, then the righteous will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. We all have the opportunity, but only some will do it. Philippians 3:20-21 says, but we are citizens of heaven where Yahweh Yeshua lives. And we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. He will return as our Savior, because he already came once. He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same power in which he will bring everything under his control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:50 says, what I am saying, dear brothers and sisters, is that our physical bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. These dying bodies cannot inherit what will last forever. So we have the concept. We have the grounds. We have this whole idea. It says in Colossians 3:4, and when Yeshua, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. And this is what's explaining us and how that is to happen, how that's going to happen. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it's this concept and this idea of our bodies. And we look at this and we look at what the Bible says about this and think about this. Our present body is only a tent for which we put aside this special and holy tent that he's created for us. Yahweh, through Yeshua, will deliver us from the present body of death, this sinful nature, as it says in Romans 7:20-25. And then he says in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 4 and 5, that he has prepared for us the purpose of being clothed with a new heavenly body. It says, for indeed, while we're in his tent, we groan and we are being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, in order that we be swallowed up by life. Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is Yahweh, who gave us the Spirit as a pledge. This beautiful gift, this Spirit. And he's prepared us for this purpose. So although we don't know exactly what our new bodies will be like, we know that they will be like Yeshua, hallelujah, as it says in 1 John 3, verses 2 to 3. We think about these new bodies that will be changed, and like the glorious body that Yeshua's glorious body. And instantly when we are raised, we will be changed. Instantly. You know, and we have to remember, each of us will have our own unique body as Yahweh determined. Just as a seed produces its own unique plant. And we have to think about Yahweh's in control of all creation and everything. But to get our new body, we must get to pattern and understand our old body must die. To get a new body, our old body must die. That is his pattern, his concept, his idea. And 1 Corinthians 15 talks all about this. Our new body will be incorruptible. Our current body is corruptible. Our new body will be glorified. Our current body is dishonorable. Our new body will be powerful. Our current body is weak. Our new body will be spiritual. Our current bodies are natural. Our new bodies will be from Yahweh, eternal and in the heavens. Hallelujah. And we think about some of these people in the scriptures that have received the new bodies and have shown us a glimpse of what they will be like. We've seen it with Moses and Elijah and Yeshua. And we get this understanding of the glorious bodies. And we remember the glorious body of Yeshua himself. You know, he had glory before and after he lived on earth. We see all this pattern we see through him. All of this pattern we see through him. You know, when it says Yeshua appeared to Paul in light in Acts, and we see this concept that continually happens as we die and we rise again with Yeshua, and we think about our future bodies as well in Yeshua. And we never make the creation more important than the Creator. And remember, Yeshua will be glorified in us and in our new bodies. And we think about that. And we think about, it says in Matthew 13, 43, what we read, the righteous will shine in the sun of his kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we should earnestly have this great desire to be clothed in our heavenly bodies that are to come. It says in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 and 5, for if we know that our earthly house is a tent, is destroyed, we have a building from Yahweh, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We groan and earnestly desire to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed being clothed, we shall not be found naked, are in his tents and groan, be burdened not, because we want to be unclothed, further clothed. The morality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing, Yahweh, who has also given us the Spirit as a guarantee. These scriptures, so beautiful, so beautiful. So we should be confident and walk in faith, not by sight, knowing that while we are at home in this body, we are absent from Yahweh. Therefore, we should make it our goal to please Yahweh and look forward to our new bodies. And look, appreciate the gift that he's given us in this current body. And to do that, we should be willing to suffer the way Yeshua suffered and suffer for him. We should love in each other with a pure heart, as he tells us to do, and glorify our Creator. We should be in awe of our Creator and meditate on his word and his name. And we should reckon ourselves dead to sin and alive with Yahweh. And not let sin reign over our mortal bodies, but rather to live with Yahweh. And we look at the examples in scripture of these things have been done. And we come down to the concept and we grasp the idea. Just like our original bodies As it says in Psalms 104, 28 to 31, our new bodies will be created by Yahweh. It says, what you give them, they gather in. You open your hand and they are filled with good. You hide your face and they are troubled. You take away their burdens and return them to dust. You send forth your spirit. They are created. And you renew the face on the earth. May the glory of Yahweh endure forever. And Yahweh rejoices in his works. Hallelujah. So we see this, and we see the glory of Yahweh is like a beautiful, colorful brightness, Ezekiel 1, 26 to 28. Yahweh's people will be beautiful, sparkling jewels on a crown, as it says in so many of the scriptures. We will shine like the brightness and the firmament of the light stars. And we look at these, and we look at the future and forward to the future. We have to think about what our Creator is doing in our lives. Just like Moses' face would shine after talking with Yahweh, we too will talk directly to Yahweh, presumably more intimately than Moses did on Mount Sinai. And we look at a great example of Scripture, Job. Job said, in his skin he is destroyed, and he would see Yahweh in Job 19, 25 to 27. So I pray that we get a vision and a passion and we develop an understanding to see these beautiful things and we grasp this concept and our passion just grows to appreciate the body he's given us now, to treat it with the most up highest respect and honor him completely and create this wonderful, beautiful residing place for the Holy Spirit to do its work and create the best seeds within us. So when we get our new bodies, it will produce something much more better than we're experiencing now. And the time we spend during our days is either producing those seeds or destroying them. And we want to produce the strong seeds. So that is our devotional for today. And I pray you grasp in this concept. This is a understanding our concept that was really difficult for me to understand years ago. And as time goes on, especially now more than ever, I'm getting a better understanding of his creation and on all these different things and the future body. As much as I love my current body and do my best to take care of it, want it to survive healthy as long as possible, something much greater is to look forward to. So we could praise and rejoice in that. So thank you, everybody, for listening today. You can go to the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and see more of these teachings. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Love and compassion, justice and mercy found a home. The God of creation, humbled and clothed in flesh and bone. Jesus, the sweetest name I know. Heaven is here, heaven is, heaven is, heaven is here. Living within us, heaven is here. Heaven is, heaven is, heaven is here. Our God is with us.